Good admonition of what that song spoke to us this morning, to turn our eyes upon Jesus. If there's ever been a time we need to look to Jesus, it's now. Amen? And I believe as a nation, and I believe as a church, and I believe as individuals this morning that we need to look to Jesus. Amen? Amen. Just want to wish everyone a happy and blessed Memorial Day. How many of you know what Memorial Day represents? I'm thankful for a day off tomorrow, those of you who have that. Thankful for that, but you know, it's more than that. There are people who gave their lives for the flag, for this nation, so that you say, well, what's that got to do with me? Everything. Us being here this morning is because of, number one, because of Jesus, but you know, there are people who fought for the freedoms that we have right now to assemble together in God's house. Amen. I just want to, can we, we'll get into the word, but can we just stand, and we haven't done this in a while, but we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. As a way of remembering those who have given their lives and those who are serving right now to protect the freedoms that we have. Can we do that? I think we all know it, don't we? We have memorized, right? We'll put that to the test, but all right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. You may be seated. And I just want to reiterate how thankful and how blessed I am to live in this country, and how thankful I am for those who have served to protect our freedoms. Amen. And who currently are. Also, Memorial Day is a time. You know, it was instituted to remember those who gave their lives for our country, but we also take that time to remember loved ones and friends that have gone on before. We're going to do something this morning that I was just impressed to do this week. How many of you know about the ministry of the Gideons? The Gideons pass the Bible out through many places. They go into hotels. They go into schools. They go lots of places. And their heart is to distribute the Word of God. Amen. And the Gideons, they have a program that I was recently made aware of, and I don't know why I was not aware of this, but it brought to my attention a couple months ago. They have a memorial program that you can give the Word of God in memory of those who have gone on. And our church family has lost three people here just in the last little bit. And so on this Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to present Brother Andy. We want to, I'm going to come to where you're at. In honor of Sister Nancy, the church is donating 5 Bibles to the Gideons in honor of her memory. Rachel's not here, but this is in honor of Sister Peggy, and we'll just go down the row here. Glenn, Eileith is not here, so this is in honor of Brother Lee, and we just want to thank the Lord for their legacy, amen, and the program that they have set aside for giving in memory. The pamphlet says the gift that keeps on giving. I'm thankful that even though Sister Nancy and Brother Lee and Sister Peggy are no longer with us, in their memory, the word can continue to go out. Amen. And so we want to honor those. And if there's any that I overlooked, I apologize. Get with me after the service, and we'll make sure to do that. But we want to do that in honor of Sister Nancy and Sister Peggy and Brother Lee this morning. And may the Lord bless that word as it goes forth. Amen. And I believe this, that as the Gideons place those Bibles, it'll go exactly where it needs to go. Amen. and it'll reach those hearts. And so, amen. It's just something I felt like we needed to do this morning. So, if you have your Bibles this morning, Psalm chapter 16 is where we're going to begin. I've entitled our message this morning, May We Never Forget. How many of you have some things that you wish you could forget? Anybody? There are some things that I just wish it would go away from my mind, right? Things that maybe in my past, things that I partook in that I'm not proud of, and I wish that I could forget those things. But you know what? I was comforted in the thought. In that light, I'm thankful that as I've given it to God, guess what? The scripture says that he doesn't remember it, right? It says that he's cast it in the sea of forgetfulness. He's removed our sins, our transgressions far from us, as far as the east is from the west. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. But that old tricky devil, sometimes he brings those things back up. And I thought, man, I wish I didn't remember those things. But you know what? When those things are brought back up, you know what I need to do? I need to point to him, point to the time when the Lord freed me from that, when the Lord delivered me from that. Amen. So there are some things that I wish I could forget. Sometimes, how many of you ever got a song in your head and you wish you could forget that? Right? It's just there and you don't know why it's there. I wish it would go away. But how many times also are there times where you wish you could remember some things? I'm finding that the mind is a fascinating thing, that sometimes things that we want to remember, we forget, and sometimes the things we want to forget, we remember. And I'm just this week, I was trying to, Cheryl and I had this conversation about, I was trying to remember the name of an individual. And it was bothering me. I could picture their face, but I couldn't remember who it was. And Cheryl said, this is really bothering you. Remember that? We had that conversation the other day. And I'll tell you who it is, but I forgot who we're talking about again, all right? So I think it came to mind, but she doesn't remember either. So I slept better that night because their name came to me, but now I don't remember who it was. But there are things that we forget, and there are things that we remember. I was this week at Brother Lee's memorial service. I was reminded of a couple of songs. If you're here, I shared a couple of those that I didn't sing them. If you weren't here, so don't worry about that. But I referenced a couple of songs that, without even thinking, the number of that song came to my mind, and I almost said, "Why did I even say that? The number of that song was there." That had no relevance, but for some reason the page number was there. But you know, there are times that our mind is filled with things that are unnecessary, right? But I've this week, the Lord's placed upon my heart some things that we need to have not just in our mind, but I think we need to have rooted in our heart, that we would never forget. And I want to emphasize again, may we never forget the freedoms that we have in this country, and take those, and never take those for granted. But I was reading a Psalm chapter 16. I'm very thankful for heritage. Thankful for the heritage that that we have, amen. As you say, well, my family doesn't have a very good heritage. Can I say we can look beyond our family. We can look at the heritage that we have just in this nation. Amen. And may we never forget our heritage. And I was reading in Psalm chapter 16. I want to start in verse number 5. We're going to look at verse number 6. It says this: "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup, thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in a pleasant place. Yea, I have a," this is what King James says, "I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. We can continue reading there. Verse number 6 says, yes, I have a good heritage. You know, I was thinking about that in my own personal life. I'm thankful for my family heritage. There's a lot that I don't know. But, you know, I think it's important for us to be thankful for where the Lord has brought us, how he has raised us. And I think it's important for us to honor our heritage. Just this past week, I never knew my mom's mom. She passed away when my mom was little or younger anyway. And there are a lot of things I don't know about her, but I felt really impressed. She's buried over in Miami. I just felt really impressed to go there, and we had to, thankful for Google, but we had to look up where her grave was. But I just stopped there just for a moment and thanked the Lord for, there's a lot that I don't know, but I'm thankful for her life, because think about this, without her, I wouldn't be here, right? And honoring those who have gone before us, I think is very important. But not only our physical heritage, but I'm thankful for our spiritual heritage. Amen? I don't know if all of us are aware, but we have a rich heritage here. Amen? That goes back a long ways. And I'm thankful for men and women who have stood and remained faithful and steadfast, who have declared the word of God boldly. Amen. And so I read that scripture where it says, yes, I have a good heritage, that is part of my testimony this morning, that, and I think many of us here this morning, that we have a good heritage. May we never forget that, the sacrifices of those that have gone before us. Amen. May we always remember our heritage. And it may not, maybe things haven't played out like we thought it should or we'd like for it to have, but through Jesus, amen, and his people, we have a good heritage. May we never forget. I want to turn to Hebrews chapter 13. I was reading in this passage the other day, and Hebrews chapter 13 has some, someone once referred to scriptures that we often quote or put to memory, as someone said, famous scriptures one time, and I was like, well, all the scriptures are famous, I think, because, right, because God's word is powerful. But there are passages that we stick to more than others, right, scriptures we hold on to more. Hebrews chapter 13 has several of those, where it says in verse number 5, where it says, the Lord has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, right? I've hold on to that. I've stood upon that. Verse number 6, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. Verse number 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In that passage, I've taken and I've stood upon many of that. But verse number 7 is one that I think when I read, I a lot of times just kind of skipped over. But this week, it caught my attention. The Lord had me pause there for a moment. Verse number 7 says, to remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And I think verse number 7 is one that I've been guilty of, and should not be guilty of passing over the admonition that we have there, where it says, to remember them which have the rule over you. And this phrase has just really resonated in my spirit this week, who have spoken unto you the word of God. Remember those who have spoken unto you the word of God. You know, as I look over this congregation, I can think of several of you who have been faithful to me as a younger man to speak the word of God. And I was this week, as I was I was thinking back to my childhood, and I went back to Webb City, Missouri. How many remember the little church we had in Webb City? Those of you who weren't here while this church was being built and before we had this location, there was a church in Webb City that we gathered at. And my mind went back to Sister Juanita. You were my Sunday school teacher there. Do you remember that? I don't know how long you were, but I remember back in, it was off the platform there. I don't even know if it was a Sunday school room. It may have been a little closet. I don't know. But you and you, huh? It was a little room, wasn't it? And you and me and Danny and a couple of, it wasn't very many of us. We gathered in there. And I remember, Sister Juanita, I hadn't thought about this in a long time, but I remember sitting in that room and you challenging us to hide the Word of God in our heart. And if we would do that, I remember you had a chart, and we'd get to put stickers on the chart if we memorized it. And I was so happy to. I remember one time you gave me a really big gold star, and I was really proud about that one. I say that to say this, Juanita. I want to thank you for instilling the Word of God in me, and I don't think I've ever. I don't know that I ever have thanked you, but I want to thank you for. Challenging me to hide that word in my heart. You see that, I don't know what happened to those stickers. Maybe you have them, I don't know. But that word is still in me. Amen? And I'm so thankful today for those who have spoken the word of God unto us. Amen? I'm thankful for those who have pointed me to Jesus. How many have someone that you can specifically look to and say, you know what, that person had a big impact in my life that pointed me to Jesus. I want to give us this challenge to be thankful for them. You say, well, you know what, they're no longer living. We can still honor them, amen, and we can still respect them, amen. Psalm chapter 78 kind of goes along those lines. Sister Juanita, I'm thankful for you and so many others here this morning that did the same, teaching me, and I'm forever grateful for that. And Lord, help me to never forget that. Amen. Psalm 78, verse number 1 says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide from them. We will not hide them from their children, showing them to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done." May I never forget those that have pointed me to Jesus, but how can I keep that memory alive? How can I honor them? And I think that's a question that we have sometimes, is how can I honor those who have pointed me to Jesus, that maybe they're no longer living, maybe we're not in proximity to them, maybe we're not in fellowship with them right now. How can I honor what they did for me? How can I continue that? Verse number 4 says that, or verse number 3, where it says, "We have known and we have heard what our fathers have told us," right? Talking about these sayings of the Lord. Verse number 4 says, "We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord." So what? How can I honor them? How can I respect that? It's by continuing what they did for us, doing the same for those in our lives. Amen. And may we never forget those that have pointed us to Jesus. And I want to say those of us who have been pointed to Jesus, may we never forget to point others to him. Amen. I want to turn to Joshua chapter 4. Thankful for our heritage. I'm thankful for those who have instilled the Word of God in us. But you know, I'm also thankful for what God has done for me. Amen. Personally, how many are thankful? How many would say God's done some things for you? Amen. And sometimes life gets hard, and sometimes we go through some some dark seasons. Sometimes we go through some challenging times, and I think we lose sight of just how good God is, and we forget what He has done. Sometimes we don't see what He's doing, right? But may we never forget what God has done. I want to read in Joshua chapter 4. We read a portion of this a few weeks ago, I believe. I think we focused on chapter 3. But chapter 4, I want to read verses 1 through 9. It says, and it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every man, out of every tribe of man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the places where the priest's foot stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in a lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared, the children of Israel, out of every tribe of man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. And this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in a place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. Right, so God did a mighty work, right, allowing them for them to enter into the promised land. They had to cross the Jordan, and in order for them to cross the Jordan, they had stuff. They had the ark they needed to cross, right, and it was going to be tricky. And what happened there? We referenced this a few weeks ago. God parted the waters, right, and they walked through the Jordan on dry ground. And here, the Lord had challenged Joshua. And Joshua passed this on to the people, is that they need to not forget how the Lord allowed them to cross the Jordan, right? It wasn't just a small thing, was it? It was a miraculous thing. And so Joshua built and had the people build a monument, right, so that anyone who would pass by, and they begin to ask, well, what does this pile of rocks mean? What does this monument mean? Well, let me tell you what it means. Let me tell you what God did, right? And we're living in a time that monuments aren't very popular right now, right? But I think it's important for us to have some monuments spiritually that we can look to. I remember Brother Paul Clanton, when I was at the Bible College as a student, he made the statement several times, said, sometimes you need to drive a stake into the ground. And I didn't understand it at the time. He referenced that a lot, and I really didn't get it for a long time. But what was he talking about? He was talking about building an altar, building a place that we can go to where we will remember what God has done. Amen? Joshua and the people here did so that they would remember what God has done. You know what? I think it's important for us to drive a stake. Now I'm understanding what that means. I think it's important for us to not worship the place, but to remember what God did for me in a certain place. I can point to right over here, this front pew, where God did the most miraculous work in my life, saving me from my sins. That's a special place for me, and I can't walk by there without thinking about what God has done. May we never forget what God has done, and maybe you need to get some stones and build a memorial somewhere. I don't know, but maybe you're not able to do that. But let us remember what God has done. May we never forget how He's led us, right? This was a big deal, how God led them into the promised land. Can I say what God does for us? It's not small things, it's big things. Amen. And may we never lose sight of what He has done. I may believe God's doing some good things right now. Amen. May we never forget. My last couple passages, two more passages of Scripture that I want to share this morning. Luke chapter 22. How many are thankful for Jesus this morning? We're thankful for the cross, for the blood that was shed. Amen. I felt impressed this morning to, we're going to have a time of communion here in just a moment. But Luke chapter 22, Jesus was having a Passover meal with His disciples before He would go to the cross. I want to pick up in Luke 22, verse number 14. It says, when the hour was come, He sat down and the 12 apostles with Him. And He said unto him, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And He took the cup, and He gave thanks, and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Verse number 19 says, and He took the bread, and He gave thanks, and He brake it, and gave to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And He goes on to talk about one who would betray Him. All right. That was a powerful thing that Jesus did there, right? And He was signifying that He was going to go to the cross, right? That His blood was going to be shed, and that they needed to remember, right? And there in verse number 19, this just really stood out to me as I read this week, and it says that He took the bread, and He gave thanks, and He broke it. Can you just picture Jesus breaking off that piece of bread? What was He signifying? What was He signifying in that? That His body was going to be broken on the cross, right? And Jesus said, I think it's in John chapter 6, He said, I am the bread of life, right? Why was Jesus' body broken on the cross? It was because of those mean Roman soldiers, right? No. He laid Himself down, right? He allowed His body to be broken. He allowed His blood to be shed. Why? So that we could be forgiven of our sins, so we could be one with Him, amen, so that we could be, there's so much that goes into that. But He told His disciples, He said, that they were to continue this Passover meal, right? But he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 20 said, this cup is the New Testament, is my blood, which is shed for you. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, my last passage of Scripture this morning. Let us remember our heritage. Let us remember those who have spoken the word to us. Let us remember what God has done. But also this morning, may we never forget Jesus' sacrifice. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. It says, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, that same night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. And communion is something that we've instituted, that we've it's become something that we do in occasionally, and different churches do it differently, right? Some churches do it every week. Some churches do it once a year. Some churches do it as we do sporadically. But as often, he said, as often as you do this, and I think on our table here, maybe covered up, does it say, this do in remembrance of me? I always thought that sounded funny, this do. I thought that was a typo on there, actually. I thought I should say, do this in remembrance of me, but King James there. But it says, as often as you do this, what are we supposed to remember? Remember Jesus and his sacrifice, right? And so this morning, this Memorial Day weekend, I just thought it would be fitting that lots of things that we reflect on and lots of things that we remember, and rightly so, but can I say the greatest sacrifice that was ever given for us was when Jesus went to the cross and shed his blood and laid down his life for us. Amen? He said, as we partake of the body, the bread, as we partake of the wine, the juice, he said, do this in remembrance of me. You know, and sometimes people put different qualifications on, am I worthy? Can I partake? Can I say this? As we partake, I believe this is what we have to remember, that I'm remembering Jesus. I'm remembering his sacrifice. Amen. May we never forget. As I started out this morning, there are some things that I wish I could forget, but I never want to forget Jesus. Amen? And his sacrifice. So I'm going to ask Sherry.